But right now, we thought we'd take some phone calls. We'll take calls on either the Cowboys 49ers matchup or Team USA escaping group play at the Team Handball World Championships.
Yeah,
so 888-787-1310. And we start off with Elmer Wayne in Van Zandt County. You're on the ticket.
Woohoo! Hey, George, you remember me? It's your old cousin, Elmer Wayne.
I remember you, not my cousin.
I know you remember me because we used to go finger cuffs on that slow girl from one county over.
What?
No.
You George? You crazy country boy?
No, no.
You remember all that cow tipping we used to do?
No.
You was insane, brother, I tell you what. Remember how you used to overturn the milk bucket and stand up on it to have date night with the whole team?
No.
You were country back then. You gotten all citified now, aren't you?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, hey, we missed you on the New Year's Eve.
Oh, yeah? What happened?
Oh, we had a time, man. We built these rickety ramps and tried to jump the four-wheelers over the trailer.
Oh, no.
And it was great. We had a kid up on the roof to hand us a PBR in mid-flight. I tell you, little Jesse Guerin Dunham, I tell you, he tried to hand us that beer. He did his best. God rest his soul.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Bad aim on the four-wheeler. But anyway, life moves on, don't it?
Yeah, I guess so. I guess
so. We shot off some fireworks, too. Well, I mean, not fireworks proper, but old Ukrainian Army surplus tracers that we bought on the dark web.
Oh, man, that's dangerous.
We lit up the skies over Van Zandt County. Woo-hoo! You still on employee of the top place?
Yes,
the talk place,
the ticket, yeah.
Yeah, uh-huh. You're making good money, aren't you, boy?
That's okay.
Yeah, yeah. You once told me you was making cocaine money.
I never said that.
I remember that, yeah. No, hey, you still hate those two guys you work with?
George.
Oh, I don't hate the guys I work with.
With some complaining Christmas card you sent.
What?
Anyway, hey, listen.
I wouldn't complain on a Christmas card.
I was wondering if you could do me a couple favors.
Okay.
I was wondering if you could get me tickets to this Cowboys 49ers contest that's coming up.
No, it's not a home game, for one
thing.
Come on. A little late.
It's a road game, but you got connections in the NFL.
Well, maybe a few, but no, I can't get you tickets. That's like a $3,000 ticket.
Tommy, it's all legit. I got a legitimate Make-A-Wish coming up, and I sure would appreciate if you could get me them tickets.
That's for kids.
I've already got the plane tickets. I scanned them off of some old lady who lives a few trailers down. I really need them tickets because I promised my kids that I'd take them.
How many you need?
About 24.
Okay. That can't happen.
Hey, you already broken your New Year's revolutions?
I didn't make too many of them.
Well, you know, you and I talked right before the turn of the new year. And Yeah, and I told you, I swore I was going to stop with the meth and the 24-hour red tube, but, well, that went the way of Lisa Marie in about a day.
All right. Goodness. That's way too soon.
Hey, speaking of, we had our memorial for Lisa Marie out here in Van Zandt County, and I didn't see you. Why didn't you show up?
I didn't know what was going on.
That's a daughter of the king, man.
I know.
Yeah, George.
It was very sad.
Why are you disrespecting a white trash savior like that?
I'm not.
Hey, I got another favor to ask of you.
What?
Can I get a few liver transplants from you?
A few?
Yeah, the doc says my liver's gone bad after I got a batch of bad crack from my dealer, as well as a lifetime of drinking. So I'm pissed at my dealer.
Yeah.
Anyway, long and short of it is I need another liver transplant.
Well, I don't know what to tell you.
And as you know from my Christmas mailer, the county's taken about half my kids over the past couple of years, so I'm down to only 12 in the trailer right now.
Oh, gosh.
Wouldn't you know it, we did the testing and none of them were a match for me to give me their livers.
Really? Huh.
Yeah, so that was a little concerning. So I ended up getting them all DNA tested.
Yeah?
I had to do it on the stealth, so I just stole their discarded cigarette butts and then sent them away to 23andMe. And wouldn't you know it, none of them kids are mine.
Oh, man.
That means our cousin Mabel's been cheating on me.
Oh, cousin?
The story gets worse.
George, help him out.
I don't know what to do.
Such a good radio personality, you're probably a match.
What?
Right.
I don't know.
Come on, man. Help me out. Your old cousin, Elmer Wayne. We go way back, man.
No, we don't.
Come on, George. He's kinfolk.
I can't give him my entire liver. I don't think you want my liver anyway.
Why not?
Well, it's probably damaged just as much as yours is.
Oh, boy. I guess I'll have to only live to 81 like David Crosby did. All right. Hey, listen, you change your mind on them Cowboys 49ers tickets.
I'll let you know.
You know to give old Elmer Wayne a call.
Okay, I'll let you know if I come up with any.
And if you can't reach me, just call my probation officer.
Okay.
All right.
Woo! Go Cowboys.
Man, there goes. Didn't have time for any other calls.
Yeah, nuts. Well, maybe next hour. There goes Elmer Wayne.